Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Rochester's home for live sports and the best sports talk anywhere. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Lance Lysowski covering the Buffalo Sabres for the Buffalo News on his way to Pittsburgh to wrap up the season. The disappointing season. Before we talk about franchise goaltender Michael Hauser, I want to make sure we get your take, Lance, on the news that's breaking out of the Rangers. The firing of Gorton and Davidson, as Gene just mentioned, and Chris Drury becoming the new team's president and GM. How are you, Lance?
Doing well. Always good to be with you guys.
So this firing, the timing of it has got a lot of people speculating as to why do it now, and it comes on the heels of the statement that was released after Tom Wilson, you know, yanked Panarin down and ended his season and doing Tom Wilson things. Your thoughts on the justification now and why they make this decision now?
The timing's odd. I know that there's been a report that they were considering doing this anyways because they're not, you know, owners, Dolan's not pleased with how the direction the season went, but, I mean, it's 5 days before the season ends. Wouldn't you just wait and do it at the end? I mean, especially since you had an in-house candidate, you knew you were going to promote Chris Drury, so odd, especially when I know Frank Saravalli from TSN reported that Davidson and Gorton both sort of distanced themselves from that statement that was made, stemming from that Panarin hit, Panarin getting tackled and driven into the ice by Tom Wilson. So bizarre, but hey, Chris Drury, he was ready for this promotion. He was the guy, probably, who would have been a top candidate, and he stuck around there for a reason, so he must have thought that he was going to have a pretty prominent role at some point soon.
Yeah, and Elliot Freeman and others were mentioning that, just so I clarify what I said in SportsCenter, indeed, Freeman and others reporting that Drury is being elevated to president and GM now in New York. Lance Lysowski joining us. One more question on this, because you mentioned Wilson. Mm-hmm. Lance, I've given up trying to determine the department, player safety here, what they're going to rule. What did you think about that? Because I don't think it's going to sink in ever with this guy in Washington, Wilson. What are your thoughts on the punishment that was handed down?
It's despicable. I mean, the league doesn't take these things. They don't want to protect their star players. I mean, you would think that they would protect their product and protect a player like Panarin. I know that people are saying, I saw that a few Capitals said that this sort of play happens all the time. No, it doesn't. I mean, his head was driven into the ice. I mean, that could have been a very catastrophic, grave situation if things go differently. They need to make an example out of him. This guy won't learn his lesson. 7-game suspension. I mean, what he did to Brandon Carlo earlier this season should have been even more than that. So the league needs to, they need a wake-up call. I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, at this point, Gary Bettman not only doesn't take these matters seriously that happen in-game, but, I mean, long-term, we all know how the league has handled concussions over the years, so it's scary. It's the best sport in the world, in my opinion, but the league has some serious issues that it needs to resolve before something really bad happens.
And Lance, given that there was no suspension, that he wasn't even given a game misconduct when it originally happened, you've got these two teams playing tonight. I mean, tonight could be a bloodbath. What are your thoughts on what we could expect out of these two teams when they face off tonight?
Well, the thing about Tom Wilson is, I mean, he's a skilled player who is a heavy. I mean, he could fight, he can drop them against anybody in the league and probably take it down anybody on the league. So the Rangers don't have anybody to face Tom Wilson. I mean, is somebody going to cheap shot him? I mean, realistically, I mean, where the league is at right now, that's why it's almost a little unfair when you have a Tom Wilson on your team. That's why he's so valuable, because he brings that edge. And it's not like this guy is a black hole in your lineup like some of these, you know, fighters are, you know, that have been pushed out of the league. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, maybe a cheap shot happens. Maybe there's a scrum, but who's going to drop the gloves against Tom Wilson? It's not going to go in your favor. So that's why. I mean, it's really a shame that it has to come down to like that. The players get to police themselves. It's really despicable.
We're talking to Lance Lysowski, Buffalo News. What did you make of the last two nights for the Buffalo Sabres? Because on the one hand, obviously, they show a lot of heart. Was this the Islanders not taking this seriously? Or, Lance, could this be actually a pretty good springboard to next season, which is right around the corner here?
Oh, really impressive. I mean, all around. The slow starts are something to be concerned about. I mean, they went eight consecutive games allowing the first goal and playing behind. And I don't care what opponent you're facing that night. It's a recipe for disaster. But two goal comebacks, and what a story Michael Hauser was. I mean, a guy who never gave up, could have gone overseas to probably make more money for longevity, but he always had that belief that he was going to get there someday. I mean, that someday came, and good for him. I mean, on what was it? The first game of the back-to-back on Monday, they blocked 15 shots for him. I mean, last night they shut it down in the second and third period. Didn't give up much to the New York Islanders. So his teammates played for him, and that really shows you that really speaks volumes to me about the chemistry they have in that locker room right now. I mean, the way that they were able to play as a team, play connected, even when they didn't have it at their best last night, to really help that guy. But give Hauser credit; he made some big saves last night. I mean, that was a much better performance by him than what we saw Monday night, and that's really saying something.
Yeah, Lance, I mean, I guess it begs the question then, what do we expect at the start of next season when this team is relatively healthy? We have great chemistry now and guys playing for each other and selling out for, you know, unknown goaltenders. When everybody's healthy and you've got your roster built for next season, what does it look like then?
They do need to make some significant improvements. Rasmus Ristolainen needs to be off this roster at this point. Some young guys like Will Borgen and Samuelsson should get their opportunities. The expansion draft's going to be interesting. You're going to lose a player. I mean, maybe you lose a young forward like Asplund. How does that change things? And, of course, this bottom six needs to be reconfigured a little bit. And yeah, in theory, you have, as of right now, Eichel, Reinhart, Cousins, and Mittelstadt as your centers, but none of those guys are going to play on the fourth line. So is Cousins going to be a right wing? Reinhart going to be a right wing? There's some questions, but yeah, I mean, obviously the outlook has brightened considerably over the last 6 weeks here. Now it's all about goaltending, because as much as Michael Hauser is a great story, the Sabres should have never been in this position. Yeah, injuries happen, but the decision to trade Jonas Johansson, is, you know, poorly as he played some nights, is still a head-scratcher to me. They didn't upgrade the American Hockey League, so Stefanos Lekas gets an NHL deal, and I mean, with all due respect, that's also a good story. He shouldn't be having an NHL deal, so... Very busy offseason for Kevin Adams. He needs to upgrade this roster. They need some, for lack of a better term, grit in that bottom six to have more of a forechecking element to really play Don Granato's system the way it should be played. But, hey, really great story. Really, you know, promising to see the individual improvement from guys like Mittelstadt, Thompson, Asplund. You can really go on and on.
Yeah, interesting the comments, too, here that we, from yesterday, we know that Tokarski's out, Hutton is out, UPL is out this weekend, but Allmark is still hanging out there. Is there any chance we might see Linus here in one of these final two games and kind of his outlook here, Lance, as he heads to free agency?
No, I really don't expect to see him. And I mean, especially the way that Hauser played, there's no reason to push Allmark. And to be honest with you, I have questions about how much they played Linus when he came back from the first injury. I mean, he was playing every game. I don't know why at that point. It really didn't make much sense to me, especially when you had Tokarski there. I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but that was obviously an odd decision. I would sit Linus the last two games. And one of the big storylines entering this offseason is signing Linus Allmark. Tokarski's been a great story. Hauser's been a great story. Lukanen obviously played extremely well in a short sample size, but they need Allmark back, and they need to add another NHL goaltender this offseason.
Don Granato has been a great story, Lance, and you mentioned the need to kind of find players that fit his system. Are we just going with the notion that he could end up getting that interim lifted off of his title and he becomes the guy going into next season?
If I'm the one who's making the decision, I would absolutely hire him the day after the season ends. I would announce him as that coach. And you know, you can make an argument of keeping Matt Ellis and Andrew Hardy on staff. I'm good with either way. I would try to add an assistant who's been a head coach in the NHL in the past as another resource for Don Granato. But this has been a perfect fit. He's the right voice at the right time. His background is absolutely perfect for where the Sabres are at. And, yeah, we don't really know what this roster is going to be. Realistically, we don't know, you know, if Eichel, Reinhart, you know, Ristolainen, we don't know who's going to be on this roster next year other than some obvious names like Dahlin and Cousins. So, regardless, whether the direction is to maybe do a slight rebuild and reconfigure the roster or to push forward with Eichel and Reinhart, I really like what Don Granato has done. I mean, especially when they adjust the roster a little bit and get some guys here that maybe fit his style of play more so than Ralph Kruger's.
Lance, I'm just curious as to whether it's Sunday, whether it's Monday, and it's now become, unfortunately, our new tradition here in West New York, locker cleanout day. Of course, it's going to have a little bit of a different feel there because it's not like you and the rest of your media members are going to be going down into the dressing room and sticking a mic in front. But question number one would be, is there any chance Jack would be made available? Because just to hear him say, if you're the team captain, I'm going to lay it out this way, Lance. If you're the team captain, why not just say, hey, I'm all bought in. I'm all excited. Or I'm upset. We need to do this. But I'm sure there's a lot of fans who feel the same way, that they want to hear from Jack at least once before we get to next season.
I'm not getting my hopes up, and I wouldn't recommend anybody do so either. Because he's injured, I don't know if he's still going to be in Buffalo. I mean, obviously, all of this is going to be done on Zoom. I would be surprised because of the injury and him not playing in a while. But yes, I mean, you would like. There's a lot of questions asked Jack Eichel right now. Clear, you know, obviously, like the media will request him. We will push for it. I mean, we've pushed to speak to him, you know, the last couple of months, and you know, that's a little tricky when the player is injured. So we'll see. I really can't tell you. I know locker cleanout's going to be over a couple of days early next week. We'll talk to Kevin Adams and probably Don Granato on the same day, players on another. We'll see what happens. But I would not be surprised if we don't hear from Jack Eichel for a while.
What percentage do you put on Jack being here next season to start the season, Lance?
50-50, genuinely. It's tough, right? I mean, because if you lose Jack Eichel and you trade him, I don't know what the odds are that Sam Reinhart's going to want to stay and sign a long-term deal. And when it comes to keeping Reinhart and Eichel, that's really tricky because now Sam Reinhart's looking at closer to $8 million a year. And you've got Eichel making 10, you got Skinner making 9. Dahlin's going to have to be paid soon. Joki Haru's going to get expensive. This is becoming a more expensive roster. Allmark's going to get a payday if he comes back next season. So my point is something's got to give. I don't know what that is. Yeah, you can clear out Ristolainen's salary, Colin Miller, but long-term, it's tough to juggle three really heavy contracts like that. So very difficult situation for Kevin Adams. I mean, it's a good position to be in, don't get me wrong, because now Sam Reinhart can be your first-line center if the day comes when you maybe have to move Jack Eichel. So it would be tough, you know, with the timing. I don't know how that impacts his value, the fact that there is the injury. I mean, who knows what the timeline for recovery is if he has surgery, that sort of thing. But I think all options are on the table, absolutely.
Well, if it's 50-50, then it's worth kind of exploring where he might go when the rumors were, all right, the Rangers interested, the Kings. Are there any other teams off the top of your head, Lance, that would be, you know, have the cap room, have the assets to make it attractive for Buffalo to make a deal?
Those are the two big ones, to be completely honest with you. Yeah, those are the two. And those are two extremely good options for the Sabres. I mean, personally, I would try to get a goaltender, a center, and a defenseman. I mean, I'm major pieces. This would be a significant haul that you would receive in return for Jack Eichel. And that's the thing. I mean, not a lot of teams have those sort of assets that and cap space to trade to the Sabres. The Rangers do, especially if you throw in somebody like Zibanejad to make it work for cap purposes, and a guy who can step into the lineup right away, because that's the thing. Kevin Adams is not going to make a trade to flip this into a full rebuild. He's not. It's going to be to pivot and maybe address some of the depth issues in this organization, get a goaltender, that sort of deal. You know, and if Jack Eichel's not the one who goes, then you have to wonder if Sam Reinhart, with where his value is at and where the contract's going to be headed here pretty in the next year or so, if he's going to be the one who could possibly be moved.
Lance, as Gene mentioned, traditions that we've become far too accustomed to in the offseason, one would be also the lottery. Sabres and their chances here for the lottery and the number one overall pick. What are you hearing?
Well, if they finish last, which, you know, they can clinch the last two games here, it's just between them and Anaheim. you're in a good spot, right? If you don't pick first, I think what, at worst, they're going to pick third if they finish with the worst odds or the best odds for number one pick. You're going to get a really good player, whether it's Owen Power, Dylan Gunther, Matty Beniers. It all depends on what kind of player you want. Dylan Gunther is probably my favorite player in this draft, a right wing with the best shot release, really elite player, could play center in the future. Owen Power is a great defenseman. Matty Beniers is good. So they're going to add a piece that could probably help next season. That's what's significant here.
I mean, Power at 6'6", 214, if you're losing somebody like Ristolainen, a guy like that could you know, kind of fill that need for a little bit of size on the blue line too, yes?
Yeah, I know that fans don't want to hear another defenseman because you got Samuelson coming up, you got, you know, Borgen, but Power's got extremely high upside, and what he can do on the breakout really turns your transition game to another level. Gives you another element with Dahlin and Joki Haru. Also can play that physical game with that size. So a really intriguing prospect. So a good position to be in. I know this draft has been talked about it being a little weaker, difficult to evaluate given no OHL season, short WHL. But still, I mean, with where the Sabres are at, if you're picking in that top five, you're going to get an excellent player to play right away, probably.
Lance Isowski, Buffalo News, our guest in the sports bars. He's headed down to Pittsburgh. He'll have the coverage of the final two games for the Sabres. Lance, where the Sabres' home schedule is over, that doesn't necessarily mean that the NHL won't be in Buffalo for the remainder of the season. What are the chances that one of the Canadian teams might set up shop in Buffalo? I know we've asked that question before, but to me that would be certainly interesting, and a lot of fans might want to go check out a Cup semifinal, should it be the Leafs or somebody else.
Yeah, and hey, the news that increased attendance is going to be allowed certainly helps matters. You know, whichever team comes down here is going to want as many fans in the building as possible. It all depends on who the opponent is going to be. At least that's what has been reported, right? The NHL is not going to want these teams flying too far. It's just a limit travel. It's going to be a decision made with geographics in mind. So they have the setup here. They have the infrastructure. They have everything that teams would need to play an event of that significance. So, and personally, I hope it comes here. It would be an awesome thing to come to Buffalo in addition to the Blue Jays, of course, this summer. So we'll see. Certainly an option.
Lance, as we wrap up the season, we know you're heading down to Pittsburgh for the team's final two games. Sabres fans looking to get more of your work at the Buffalo News. What do you got coming up this weekend?
Trying to get some. It's been tough with the schedule, right? There's a bigger story that I'm working on that I'm not going to. It's nothing news related, but a bigger feature that I'm working on. So we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it out this weekend or early next week, so I won't tease it if I can't. I don't know when it's publishing, but I appreciate the opportunity, guys.
Okay. Are you going to be on the baseball beat here? I know Harrington, that's his domain, but Lance, I know, like, gosh, to have the Jays in Buffalo, I'm more excited than Danger is about this. I'm going to be hitting refresh on my computer trying to buy tickets at 10 a.m. next Thursday.
I'm sure that I'll cover a couple of games like I did last summer, but the bulk of my summer is going to be on the Sabres. Between the expansion draft, free agency, the draft, trades, coaching search, who else, who knows what else. It's going to be a really busy summer.
Well,
I'm going to miss the games, but I'm looking forward to it.
I was going to say, nobody does it better than you do, buddy. We appreciate the time as always, and we'll catch up here in the next few weeks or so, all right?
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
You got Lance Lysowski covering the Sabres for the Buffalo News, giving us a little update here as the season winds up this weekend in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and I shouldn't be thinking about next year, but like if you get that right wing.
No, you're fine to think about, like, yeah, think about next year. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. It's like they're not. Like the 18-game losing streak seems like in the rearview mirror now. What you're seeing out of this team that with Granato, if they drag it into June or July, like we don't have a head coach, just name them already. That's what I would do if I'm the Pegulas. End of season, it's over. But this is the guy leading us forward. Don't even wait. Don't wait till Monday. Give the guy the job, Ron.
We've changed our tune, haven't we? I mean, we went from, all right, who'd want to come to Buffalo to be the head coach of the Sabres? Which one of these out-of-work veteran
coaches? Yeah. Yes, yeah, no.
No, it turns out it might be Granato all along. All right, are we okay with that? It is a stark difference in how this team has been playing under Granato versus what they looked like the majority of the season with Kruger. It's baffling. Really crazy. Kruger. He was terrible.
Terrible coach.
Just terrible.
Snake oil salesman. We didn't see it all along. Darn it.
All right. I'll drink to that is next in the sports bar. We've got some takes on tap.
Takes on the NBA. I think the NBA has a really big problem as we get. Look, I like the NBA. I love the NBA finals, but let's just kind of lay it out here. This is going to be different this year, and I'll explain why that's not a good thing. Also, I have a non-sports take. Danger, I know you had a tweet there, Melinda, call me.
What?
A detail about the relationship between Bill and Melinda Gates that just, it's a little unusual.
Okay. I've got a take on new tackle for the Baltimore Ravens, Alejandro Villanueva, just swiped one of his former teammates. I'll explain. And it's Cinco de Mayo, my non-sports take today. Taco and burrito power rankings. Power rankings. Indisputable. That's coming up next. I'll drink to that in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.